Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning and welcome. Today's Tanya portion for the 28th of Nisan. We now begin chapter 44. In these chapters, we have a series of different loves of God, which the Alter Rebbe describes. Earlier in chapter 43, he talked about two types of love of God. The first, or one type, is Ahavas Olam, a love which comes through meditation and contemplation, that Hashem is the creator of the world and I am in Hashem's world, and it makes sense for me to love Hashem, and a whole rational explanation. And all of this, the fact that we love God instead of loving seven-layer cake, because the natural condition is we love seven-layer cake. In order to love God, it takes a lot of meditation and contemplation. It takes a lot of study. A higher form of love is the love of a tzaddik, the love of delight, the love which doesn't mean I love God because God is good to me. It means I love God because God is God and I want to become one with God. And that is not a love that everybody can reach. That higher love called the love of delight, Ahava Betanugim, is the love of the world to come. It's a love that occasionally people receive as a gift. It's a love that a tzaddik could occasionally reach, but it's not a love that everybody can access. He begins now chapter 44 by qualifying these two loves and by saying, Vihine kol madregas ahava, both the levels of love, mi beis madregas elu, of the above-mentioned levels. Which ones were they? Ahava rabba, one was the powerful love of delight, which is rare and which is a gift from above. The ahavas olam, and the other is the love of eternity or the love of the world, meaning the love that one gets to through meditation and contemplation. All of these loves are not either you got it or you don't. No. It's like everything else in life. There's a lot of levels. It's not black and white. There's a lot of gray. Nechelekes, this is divided, lekama pchinas umadregas, to many levels and many gradations, le'ein kates, infinite list. Kolchad lefum shiura delay. Each person can attain a different level of love according to his measure, according to what he is, what he understands. Kamesha Kosov, as we have the Or Kamashin is Boyer Bizayak Kedush, as is explained in the Holy Zohar, the famous teaching, Al Posuk, there's a verse in Eshes Chayu, Noda Bashorim Bailo. The simple meaning of this verse, we talk about Eshes Chayu, a woman of valor. Her husband is known in the gates. Says the Zohar Kabbalistically, who is the husband and who is the wife? Hashem is the husband. The Jewish people are the wife. Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people are the wife. How much does the wife know the husband? Meaning, how much can a human being understand God? No da bash orim baylo. The word shar means gates. There are many gates. Do kutshabrichu. This refers to Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He. The Iyu is Yada, He is known. The Isdabek, and He is cleaved to. Lechol Chad, by every individual. Lefum Ma Demishayir Belibe, according to what one can measure in one's own heart. Some people can develop a greater knowledge of Hashem, some people a lesser knowledge of Hashem, some people a greater love of Hashem, some people a lesser love of Hashem. It depends who you are, what your education is, what your background is, what your experience is, where you're at, what you're into. The Lochain, therefore, nikroim dilechilu urechimu. Therefore, when we talk about these levels of, and this is Aramaic, dechilu, fear of God, yira, urechimu, ahava, when we talk about fearing God and loving God, if you look at an average person, you look at him, you say, is this guy love God? Does this guy fear God? The answer is you'll never know. Hanistores l'Hashem Elokeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Nitzavim, the concealed, the hidden, only God knows. Only God knows what's in the heart. Does this guy love God? Does this guy fear God? Who knows? Between him and God. That's nistores, that's concealed. What's in the heart is unknown. But then the verse says, v'haniglos lonu levoneinu. Then there is that which is revealed. What's revealed? Not fear of God and not love of God. What's revealed is Torah and mitzvahs. How much Torah a person studies and how much mitzvahs he observes. This is known. You look at him. You see, he puts on tefillin. He doesn't put on tefillin. He goes to Torah classes. He doesn't go to Torah classes. He gives tzedakah. He doesn't give tzedakah. He's got. You see, he acts appropriately. He doesn't act appropriately. So when we talk about Torah and mitzvahs, Torah study and mitzvah observance, external application of Torah and mitzvahs, hein haniglas lanu, they are revealed to us, olavaneinu, and to our children, laaseis, to do. Why? Because there aren't many gates. You either study Torah or you don't study Torah. You either put on tefillin or you don't put on tefillin. Kiteira achas, because there's one Torah. Umishpot echad, and there's one law, the kulanu, for all of us, bikiyum kol hatedo mitzvahs, and the fulfillment of the entire Torah and its mitzvahs, bepchenes mas, and when it comes to deed, everybody has to put on tefillin. Everybody has to keep Shabbos. Everybody has to wear tzitzis. Everybody has to do mitzvahs. Many times, I've had the experience where I've approached someone, very often it happens on a plane, I get into conversation with someone, and I say, would you like to put on tefillin? And the easiest answer that I find that people give me is, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not Orthodox. I say, okay, that's nice. But are you Greek? No, I'm kidding. So I say, you know, I studied the Torah, and nowhere did I see in the Torah it says that God spoke to Moses, and he said to him, speak to the Orthodox. Never. It always says, speak to the Jewish people. The Torah and the mitzvahs are given to every Jew. Orthodox, conservative, reform, reconstructionist, unaffiliated, atheist. You, labels are meaningless. There are no labels in the Torah. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. The same mitzvah that is given to a tzaddik is given to any and every Jew, regardless of level of observance. And very often people have said, really? Wow. In that case, why not? And that's the idea that Torah and mitzvahs is equal pasqual. Even Stephen, everybody has the same Torah, everybody has the same mitzvah. Masha'en Cain, conversely, on the other hand, not so, bitchilo, when it comes to fear of God, urechimu, and love of God. You've got a billion levels and gradations. The same love that a tzaddik has is not the same love that a non-tzaddik has. Because the average person, let's be honest, loves good dessert. Doubles. Sheheim lefiadas es Hashem. It depends on the level of knowledge of God. Shebemoach, which one has accumulated intellectually. Velev, one has accumulated emotionally. What my emotional experience is with God. What baggage I'm coming to the table with. We all have our story. Every human being you see walking has an entire life concealed within him, an entire mindset, an entire heart set. So therefore, when we talk of fear of God and love of God, it's very individualistic. Torah study is not individualistic. Everybody needs to study Torah. Everybody needs to do mitzvahs. So that's the introduction to chapter 44. Ah, however, says the Alter Rebbe, I will now introduce a more basic, elementary type of love, which one does not have to be a great philosopher and a great Kabbalist to achieve. Achas, hi ahava, let me introduce a one type love, haklula, that is incorporated and made up, mikol bechinas umadreges, from all of the above mentioned levels. It's a combination, one size fits all type love. We just finished saying that love is individualistic. Here is the kind of love that's across the board, one size fits all, which is also made up of both those earlier categories. Even the category that we said is rare and non-existent. Ahava rabba, part of it is made up of this love of delight, which is a unique love which is reserved for a tzaddik. The ahavas olam, and the other is also made up of the eternal love, the same love. V'hi, but this combo love, shove l'chol nefesh mi Yisrael, is equal, it's attainable, it exists within each and every soul. Furthermore, v'yirusha lonu me'aveseinu, it's in our DNA. It's bequeathed to us by our forefathers. What is this love that's a combination of both and that's bequeathed to us by our forefathers? This is what is explained in the Holy Zohar. The Zohar elaborates on the following verse. The verse says, Nafshi ivisicha balayla, my soul, I desire you at night. This refers to the Jew who wakes up in the middle of the night and laments the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and studies Torah and cries and connects to God. A very powerful connection that a Jew has to Hashem. Says the Zohar, Diricham lekuchibrichu richimuso, that one should love Hashem, blessed be He, with a love dinafshe verucha, of the soul and the spirit, kimodist apko ilom begufa, like the soul and the spirit is attached to the body. We should meditate and see how our soul is attached to our body, and the soul needs the body, and the body needs the soul. Vegufa rachim loin, and the body loves the life force of the soul. And here he gets into a whole different approach, and that is, ask yourself a question. I'm a human being. What do I love? What do I want more than anything else in the world? Well, different people will give you different answers. Some people will tell you, you want $1 million. Some people will tell you that's nothing. You want $1 billion. Some people say, I want cake. I want a mansion. I want. And everybody has their own list of what they desire. What makes them be delighted. But there is one delight that is greater than all. Person is usually a healthy person, is willing to sacrifice everything for this, the greatest delight of all. It's a delight we're not even aware of, and that is living. There's nothing more delightful than living, and that's why we're ready to give up everything in order to live. There's a axiom that says that a constant pleasure is not a pleasure. If somebody ate steak and french fries all day, they get sick of it. Steak and french fries is good occasionally. All right, more than occasionally. But you can't do it morning, evening, and afternoon, and evening. Because a fulfilling a delight constantly becomes painful. So also, you can't feel the desire of life on a constant basis because you take it for granted. You only feel life when, God forbid, it's ebbing away. It's like your body is in a state of great health when you don't know it's there. When you start feeling a part of your body, you know it hurts. You can't. Nobody wakes up and says, oh, my body feels great. No, you say, oh, my head hurts. So this is the love that we're talking about. The fact that we love Hashem because He is our existence. Zel shekosev nafshi ibisicha, my soul. Speaking to Hashem, who is the source of us. Ibisicha, I desire you. Kleimar mipnei sha'ato Hashem. Because you, Hashem, nafshi, you, my Hashem, are my soul. V'chayayho amitim, you are my true life. When a person meditates a little bit, what am I really? I'm here by the grace of God. Lakach ibisicha. Therefore, I desire you, Hashem. You know why I desire you? Not because I'm a philosopher, and not because I'm a tzaddik, because I'm alive. Pirush ani misava, I desire v'toev loch, and I want you. Ka'odam amisava l'chaya nafsha, like somebody wants his own life force. God forbid when a person is weak and a person is hungry, when a person is afflicted, he lusts and desires that his health should return to him, that his soul should be restored. A person truly appreciates the blessings of life when he doesn't have them. It says when a person is depressed, a person wakes up one day, and you feel depressed. Oh, I'm depressed. I don't know what I'm living for. And he's got no problems. You should go to the children's ward of a hospital, and very quickly your depression will leave. Because you have to appreciate what you have. So also, it is the condition of a human being when he goes to sleep. If he meditates about what sleep is, he prays to God that he should wake up. I desire Le'er Hashem, Le'er Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the energy of the infinite Hashem, Chaya Chayim Amitim, who is the true source of life, Lam Shichay, to draw in Bekirbi, to draw Hashem within me. That's why if a person is really, if his head is on straight, he wakes up in the middle of the night, he'll want to study Torah. Al Yedei Esik HaTorah, to engage in Torah study. Bahakitsi mishnosi, when I wake up from my sleep, balaila at night, that's this pasuk, nafshi ibisicha balaila, my soul, Hashem, I desire you at night. Because the truth is that when I'm yearning to cleave to Hashem, how do you cleave to Hashem? You hug a tree. You cleave to Hashem through connecting to His Torah. Right now we are cleaving to God, because we're studying God's Torah. As the Zohar says, the boy Barnash Mirchimus to the Kuchibrichu, Lemekam, that out of love for Hashem, a person should desire to wake up a cholayla in the middle of the night every night, Lishtadla bepulchono, to exert himself in God's service, at Safra until the morning, if a person would only realize that Hashem is his everything, and there's nothing outside of Hashem. Now, of course, we have the human condition where we got things to do and places to go and people to see, and we're busy and where our heads are all over. We're not thinking in this direction. But if truth be told, this love of God, because we are, exists innately within each and every Jew by the fact that we have the DNA of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. End of today's Tanya portion.